What's up, guys? TrueDriver101.com. We're going to keep this really quick. Mr. Wallace, let me look at the comment. You know who you are. You made a comment. You asked about... I'm answering comments today. So you asked about... let's see. Sounds like fun. LOL. Laughing out loud, people. Just wanted to know how. How did you deal with your dispatcher after her question? I didn't. I work with a lot of young women. I am a 6'2" black man, 300 plus pounds. I'm a bit intimidating to some people, and so I left it alone. I figured it was better to leave it alone, walk away, and just ignore it. Or I would have told her the truth about what went wrong today, and she wouldn't have had anything to say about it. It's a frustrating thing when you're communicating with dispatch, they don't pass the information on to the next dispatcher, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? So that comes with the territory. You got to kind of learn how to have a rubber glue kind of mindset and let, you know, you don't let the devil steal your joy, the old Southern saying, because if you let them steal your joy, you'll give them pleasure. Don't do that. So I'm back. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can't argue with these people. You can't let them drag you down to their bullshit. Let me give you an example. I had a discussion with one of my dispatchers about something that was disgusting and foul left in one of our trucks. And, she assumed I did it. She had the date wrong. I wanted to immediately go off on her when I kept having to remind her of the proper date that I had actually been in the truck, which was not the date they found this bottle. But she couldn't deal with it. You know, she basically, after I made her look like she was wrong, cause she was, and I informed her I didn't do that disgusting thing. I won't mention what that was. She then went to the, well, next time we're going to have consequences against anybody who was last in the truck. And I'm sitting there because I'm trying not to call her out on what she just said, because like, you have a limited amount of drivers. You don't even have rookies. We're a small ass company. You're trying to compete with companies that have thousands of drivers, and we don't even have 1,000 drivers. So pretty much you need all the drivers you can get right now, and companies are paying 45 cents a mile. You're not even near the highest pay. You just got to 40 cent when other companies are doing the same runs we do. We're already above 40 cent. Like, I just want to break it down to her so she understands. I don't think they're going to allow you to fire me. But the thing is, all that being said, you have to understand that you can't let them drag you into it. You know what I mean? Like I said, and all I did was roll my eyes because I wanted to stay calm. So I went to Kidland, which makes me laugh because it's like, oh, what a bitchy move. And I laughed and walked away. That's it. You know, don't let dispatch, whether you're over the road, local, or anything, they're always going to try to drag you. If they're having a bad day, they're going to try to drag you down, like any place you work, right? You can't let them do that. And the thing is, a truck driver, I could have literally threw the keys on the table, threw the paperwork on the table, walked out the door, and that would have been their fucking problem to replace me. And I would have had another job in 24 hours. That's the reality. Until Tesla gets that automatic truck riding on the road in another 5 or 10 years, whatever, right? And they replace me fully, right? I got a job as far as 2016, baby, you know. So anyway, I hope that answers your question, bro. You have to be resilient. Don't ever let a dispatcher get to you, because it will, as much as you may hate a dispatcher or they may get on your nerves, you need to understand that they can help you make money. You know what I mean? You've got to learn to be, in a sense, a pimp or a manipulator. You've got to learn to use them to your advantage. With the whole thing about me and her, me rolling my eyes like a little girl, that was stupid. I'm a grown man. Why am I rolling my eyes like a little girl? I got to be better with politics. I got to be better with people, right? When you have a disagreement with people, you got to communicate, right? I got to learn to be a better manipulator, because all money and all power comes from people. And the less power I have when dealing with people, the more I try to avoid dealing with politics because it's difficult, I'm going to fail in life, right? Because that's where all money and power comes from. So you got to be good at manipulation in this job. You do. Now, if you're over the road, not so much. If you're on a dedicated over the road count, which is the only type of dedicated I recommend, but if you're dedicated to something, you know, you're not going to have these types of problems because performance matters more than bullshit. But when you're like I am, you know, I don't always shave. I'm not the prettiest motherfucker in the world. So I'm always going to get a little extra shit at a job full of all of a sudden, you know, full of a bunch of 20-year-old girls, you know, who just think, oh, my God, he just doesn't look right. I never forget one of them told me one time, oh, but, you know, so-and-so, he's funny. And I'm like, could you give me my paperwork? I don't care if so-and-so is funny. Could you give me my paperwork? Like, the amount of times I go to the window where we get our paperwork and keys to our trucks because we're a slip-seating company. That means people change trucks all the time. That truck, she was accusing me of doing the nasty things that were done in that truck. 50 people in 1 week have probably driven that truck, right? That's why she turned it around to, you were probably the last person, so therefore, it was probably you, even though you didn't use it the week when I said you did. But that doesn't matter. Somehow, it's your fault. It's, you know. But anyway, the moral of the story is, brother, back to what I simply said. Long story. Well, sorry, too late to be short, but don't let them get you, man. And if you can't do that, don't work local, because you got to do it locally. If you want to work local, you got to be good at the politics, bro. Or at least reasonably. Or, like I said, back to what I was saying earlier, what I should have did when she brought this thing up to me, I should have just walked away and went downstairs, got in my truck and left. There's nothing she can do to me. That's just the bottom line, right? They're not going to fire you right then. They may fire you the next day, right? And even then, it doesn't matter. I've got a decade of experience. So anyway, hope that answers your question, bro. I'm talking long enough. Talk to you later, Truck Driver 101.